Welcome to Protein Producers, the podcast where we explore the latest trends and innovations in agriculture and protein production. Today we are talking about new animal disease traceability rules and how they aim to protect the U.S. cattle industry by Dr. Dan Thompson. In the ever-evolving landscape of cattle health and biosecurity, disease traceability has become a crucial component in protecting the health of livestock and securing the U.S. beef export market. Animal disease traceability, ADT, has taken on a new significance in recent years, especially as global markets demand higher standards for disease tracking and containment. To help explain the importance of ADT and the latest changes in regulations, I have the privilege of speaking with Garrett Girk, the Animal Disease Traceability Coordinator for the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Animal disease traceability, or ADT, is essentially about knowing where your diseased or at-risk animals have been and when. As Garrett explained, the concept dates back to the early 2000s when a case of mad cow disease, or BSE, was detected in Washington. The inability to prove the origin of the infected animal, later identified as Canadian, led to significant trade barriers, with U.S. beef exports taking a 7-year hit. The USDA responded with the 2013 ADT rule, which laid the groundwork for tracking specific categories of cattle and bison across state lines. The ADT rules have primarily applied to sexually intact cattle and bison over 18 months of age, all dairy cattle, and all animals used in expeditions or rodeo events. These classes have required official identification when crossing state lines to ensure traceability, protect trade, and prevent the spread of infectious diseases. Garrett highlighted the changes coming this November as an amendment, not a new rule, focused on the adoption of the electronic identification tags to replace metal tags. This switch to EID tags addresses the challenge of human error common with metal tags, which can easily lead to misread or incorrect entries. Visual-only tags, which require manual reading, can be difficult to handle in rough, fast-paced environment of cattle handling. Switching to EID tags provides the ability to digitally scan the tag number, minimizing human error, improving traceability, and reducing disease spread. While this technology is advancing, Garrett noted that the industry is also exploring future possibilities like facial recognition and other biometric tools, though these remain in early development. For now, EID tags promise more immediate and accurate traceability. Alongside EID tags, many states, including Kansas, are encouraging the use of electronic certificates of veterinary inspection, which offer almost real-time traceability as animals move across state lines. Despite the move toward the high-tech solutions, there are some common misconceptions about EID tags. Garrett clarified that the tags do not store any data other than their unique identification number, which is visible on the tag itself. Additionally, the EID tags can only be read at a very close range, typically 6 inches or less, making fears of unauthorized tracking ungrounded. Garrett emphasized that while there are always concerns about the cost and regulatory impact on producers, the greater cost of losing export markets or experiencing an uncontrolled disease outbreak far outweighs the cost of these preventative measures. With roughly 87.2 million head of beef cattle on U.S. farms, and an estimated $10.6 billion in beef exports this year alone, the need for strong traceability systems is evident. In the state of Kansas, where agriculture significantly bolsters the economy, the ADT system helps manage the large movement of cattle into and through the state. The new ADT amendment will officially take effect on November 5, 2024, following a lengthy public comment period. While the rule applies only to the specific classes of cattle and bison identified in the 2013 regulation, it represents a shift of how traceability data is collected, maintained, and utilized to safeguard the industry. As Garrett summed up, the new rule isn't about reinventing the wheel, but about making the existing traceability process more efficient and accurate. With continued advancements and cooperation between state departments, veterinarians, and producers, we can look forward to a safer, more secure industry for years to come. For more information about ADT and animal health, producers are encouraged to consult their local veterinarian. For additional resources, visit DocTalk TV or tune into DocTalk for more discussions on vital topics affecting livestock health and welfare. This story was brought to you by Dr. Dan Thompson, who is a third-generation bovine veterinarian from Clearfield, Iowa.